Hello, I'm Mariëtte Snyman, a journalist devoted to uncovering new ways to understand ourselves, deepen our relationships, and strengthen our emotional well-being. Thank you for tuning into Calm, Clear and Helpful, the weekly podcast series introducing you to wellness professionals offering their expertise and assistance. Today's topic is how to get the full benefit of life coaching. Most people don't come to life coaching because everything is working. They come because something isn't. Perhaps they're feeling stuck and unable to move forward on their own, or they may know that there's more potential just out of reach. After listening to this episode, I trust you will be clear on how to get the most out of your coaching experience, whether you're considering life coaching or are already working with a coach. The wellness professional I'm talking to today is neuro and mindset coach Marijke Swarts from Pretoria East. Welcome back on the show, Marijke.
Thank you so much, Mariëtte. It's lovely to be back.
Could you begin by telling us about the work you do?
Yes, of course. I've been coaching now for about 10 years. I also do corporate workshops and training in leadership and performance. But most of my life, I've been coaching individuals with changing their mindsets, almost rewiring their mind, specifically looking at stress, anxiety. And of course, because my business is called Life Purpose Coaching, I guide a lot of my clients to truly look within, to know what their purpose is and their passion, to guide them also into the right career paths or starting their own business. So there's many facets of coaching that I'm very passionate about.
Yes, and if I remember correctly from our previous podcast on life coaching, you also coach children.
I don't coach children as much these days, although I do get quite a few teenagers every now and again, or students, especially helping them to deal with the stress, coping with the study load, if I can call it that, and guiding them into the correct paths.
Yes. Let's start with what life coaching involves. I think many people are still vague about that. Would you say it's about fixing people?
No, absolutely not. Coaching is more of a partnership between yourself and then the professional coach. And they are equipped with specific skills and techniques to help you overcome challenges or to achieve specific goals. And when I talk about goals, I'm not referring to tangible goals that you want to achieve, like financial freedom, etc. Your goal could perhaps be to be more confident or to let go of your past traumas, deal with stress better, or to improve your relationships. It's anything that you would like to address and improve in your life. So it's not about solving a problem or that someone is broken. It's about also identifying certain patterns behind the problem. So to give you an example, you might be someone that struggles with deadlines and keep procrastinating. But through a coaching process, the coach helps you to realize that it's not actually about your time management. It might be because you underlying or underneath, you have a fear of judgment or fear of failure or perfectionism. So the coach then helps you to identify those underlying patterns or beliefs that keeps repeating in your life. And then they help you see those limiting beliefs, how to change those beliefs. But coaching is much more than that. It's whatever you want to achieve, whether it's emotional regulation or you want to achieve specific goals. It's quite wide, but it's client dependent. Every single client is unique and different. Yeah, I don't know if that answers your question.
It does. Thank you. And I was having a giggle here about the deadlines, because that really is one of my great problematic patterns. So thank you for pointing that out. It seems there's light in the tunnel.
Yes, absolutely.
Marijke, what can people expect from life coaching?
Okay, good question. Because firstly, I want to mention what not to expect. Coaching is not someone that's going to do the work for you or give you all the answers. Because sometimes I get clients that They ask all these questions and they want you to give them the answer. That is not what coaching is. Coaching is not the magic wand and then your life changes. If you're not willing to take action and do the work, nothing will change. I always use the example of exercising. I can't watch fitness videos on YouTube all day long, and then I'm telling myself, oh, I'm getting fit. You know, I can feel I'm getting fitter. You know, it's absurd to think like that. But we do exactly that with personal growth. We think that I'm growing because I'm reading self-help books. I'm listening to motivational videos. I'm listening to this podcast, for example. You still need to put in the work. You need the right tools to change your habits or rewire your mindset. So what you can expect is to get guidance and tools that will allow you to make the changes that's necessary in your life. You might need to do some homework so that you apply what you've learned. And you can also expect to be kept accountable for what you want to achieve. You need to do that in between homework, but most importantly, to take ownership of your life. You take ownership of your outcomes, your actions, your decisions. It's not a place where you sit and complain about your life week in and week out, yes.
How would you describe the benefits of life coaching?
Firstly, it's usually a wake-up call. You will think about your challenge differently, about, you know, the situations in your life. It will change your perspective because you need to take accountability for your life. You can also expect to be pushed outside your comfort zone. This is a big one. A lot of people feel very uncomfortable sometimes with the techniques that we apply. But as the famous saying goes, growth doesn't happen inside your comfort zone. So depending on the type of coach you see, you can benefit by, for example, getting clear direction, shifting your mindset, becoming more self-aware, develop a habit of continuous growth. Major life changes can also happen. I've seen a lot of miracles happen in the coaching process. For example, finding your perfect job or finding the love of your life, moving, you know, even to a country of your dreams, or finally being content and happy. Anything is possible, depending on how much work you put in, of course. I always say your amount of results or your level of result is equal to the level of, what's the word, effort that you put in. Mm. It's not about getting the guidance, but not, you know, acting on it.
Yes, and I think although it pushes one out of one's comfort zone, there is a lot of support.
Yes, definitely. It's a safe space where you can actually be vulnerable so that you need to make the necessary shifts, you know, that's necessary for your changes that you'd like.
Mm. Marijke, there are different types of life coaching, not so?
Yes, that is very important to distinguish, because a lot of people think it's just generic life coaching if you call yourself a coach, but there is different types of coaches. And I often say to my clients, every coach also have a different toolbox because they've done different types of training. For example, if I can just categorize a few of the types of coaches that you might see online. So the first one is the obvious one, life coaching. So this is specifically in terms of direction of your life, personal growth and development. Then you get transformation coaching. And this is where I hone in my skills a bit more, where the coach have specific methods and methodology to make a deeper internal shift in your identity, your beliefs and behavior. Then we look at neurocoaching, where I've also done some training in neurocoaching with understanding how the brain works and how patterns are developed, how this forms habits, emotional responses, etc. Then you get business coaches. They focus on your business strategy, the performance and leadership and growth within your specific business. And then on a higher end, perhaps, is leadership and executive coaching, where those coaches focus specifically on leadership capability, decision-making, and being more influential and productive in the professional environment. So yeah, each has its place. It depends on your specific need.
Thank you. And if a listener is considering life coaching, how would they define their coaching needs?
It depends on that specific person, because every single person have different needs. And as you mentioned right in the beginning, it's not necessarily about, oh, you know, I feel broken or there's something wrong in my life. It might be something that you want to improve on, or perhaps you want to become the best version of yourself. But ultimately, it's very important that when you go see a coach, you need to be very open and honest with that coach. It's no use putting on a mask and trying to answer all the questions correctly, like I say, you know, wearing a mask. Don't, for example, say that you want to be more disciplined, but in fact, you want to stop having that glass of wine every night that makes you sleep in the next morning. So be very open and honest. The more honest and specific you are, the more effective your coach can able, you know, to assist you. And this will also help the coach to determine whether they are the right person to help you or whether they perhaps need to refer you to someone that specializes with that specific challenge that you're facing.
Yeah, considering the, being the right person to help you, I read that when there's a good fit between a client and a coach, it optimizes meaningful change. Do you have advice on choosing the right coach?
Absolutely. Because in my personal opinion, these days, there are so many coaching courses online. Anyone can do a short course and call themselves a coach at the end of the day. So firstly, do your homework. Before you look at the synergy, I want you to look at the person's experience. Do they maybe have formal studies that relates to the specific field in coaching that they're working in? Look at accreditation to make sure the person is registered with either Comensa or ICF, because they have very strict requirements for registration, which will do half of the homework for you already. But most importantly, if the coach have a free discovery session, you need to attend that, because you need to feel, you know, the person, to get a feel of the person and ask the right questions. For example, how long have you been coaching? Why did you become a coach? What were some of the most challenging cases that you've worked with before? Because that question obviously gives you an idea of the person's expertise and how they've, you know, dealt with maybe a difficult client or overcome certain challenges. Because you need to ultimately feel comfortable with the coach. Because when you feel comfortable, you will open up more. And if there's that great synergy, the journey together will be absolutely amazing.
Once you've chosen your coach, how do you go about establishing rapport and trust? Or can you leave that to the coach?
Yes, very good question. Because ultimately, that is not the job of the client. So if you, after your first session or that free discovery session, if you feel that you feel there's a good rapport or trust with the coach, then you know that they've done their job right. It's their job to create a space where you feel safe, respected, and able to open up. So that is the job of your coach. If you don't feel that, they have not done that properly.
As you've explained, working with a life coach requires active participation. And I assume there's a lot clients can do to maximize each session. Can you give us your advice?
Thank you. This is such an important question, because ultimately you are investing and the coach is also investing their time. So both of you want the best out of the session. So first and foremost, be present. Turn off any distractions. And when I talk about distractions, I'm not necessarily talking about putting your phone on silent. Your mind might feel cluttered, or you're thinking about, oh, I still need to do this when I get back to work. This is my to-do list. Or you're sitting and worrying about a meeting that you had at work, you know, an hour before. So as much as possible, make yourself present in that moment. Put aside all those thoughts, knowing that after the coaching session, you can get back to your to-do list. So mentally, prepare yourself to be present. And this is why I prefer in-person sessions, by the way. I do online coaching, but there's the element of distractions. It is possible that the person might get interrupted in between the session, or they might be looking at emails that pops up at the background that might be a distraction. So distraction-free mentally and physically is very important, firstly. Secondly, do your homework. Because that's where the change happens. Yes, the coaching session is valuable because you do certain techniques and processes within the session, but this is not the only space where the work needs to be done. So if the coach gives you certain tasks to do for the week or the 2 weeks that lies ahead, do that, because that is where you will see what you've learned, was it difficult or easy to apply, what needs to change. So come prepared. Then also to be open to learning. Be open to have your mindset and your perspective challenged. And another very, very important thing is to be willing to be vulnerable. Like I said earlier, it's not going to be helpful if you are trying to put up a facade for the coach so that I impress the coach and say the right answers. That is not the space for it. That is when you need to be vulnerable, be open, be willing to feel your emotions, to really maybe if you feel like shedding a tear, doing that, because that's the space where the growth and healing needs to happen. And the final thing I want to mention is, and this might be a surprising answer, but to have a clarity of mind, what I'm trying to say by that is don't come to the session when you have had a drink or you maybe had a smoke of, you know, weed, because it suppresses your mindset. It suppresses your emotions. And I'm saying this specifically because I've had instances like that where a client would come and I can see that they're not 100% clear because they took some what do you call it?
Recreational drug.
Yes. So if I think they are more relaxed now for the session, but it's suppressing a lot of beliefs and emotions that the coach actually needs to bring to the surface. So very, very important to just keep that in mind.
A quick note on what I do. I showcase health and wellness experts and creative individuals who inspire transformation to help them expand their reach, build credibility, and connect with new clients. Featuring these professionals in podcast episodes and articles benefits my worldwide audience who gain access to solid information and get to know experts who can support their growth. If you're a wellness expert keen to raise your profile, visit marietsneeman.co.za and explore the services section. I offer my podcast guests and article contributors step-by-step support, especially if it's your first time being interviewed. Now, back to my guest. Then can you recommend ways to integrate what one has learned during life coaching?
So after each session, ask yourself, what am I going to do differently this week? It might be a way of thinking that you choose to think different. It's not necessarily always a practical to-do step. I'm going to do A, B, and C. Perhaps you're going to choose for the week to see your life through a positive lens or to be more grateful, because integration happens through small, consistent changes. You are going to test a new way of maybe communicating or responding or thinking, and then you need to reflect on what works and what doesn't, because over time, those small shifts, they compound, you know, into meaningful change. And this is how new habits, new patterns are formed consistently over time.
What would you say to individuals, Marijke, who are uncertain about whether they can afford life coaching?
This is actually a very good question, because it's not always about affording coaching. Now, why would I say this? If you could value how much growth that a person might have had in 10 years through attending courses, watching YouTube videos, reading self-help books, it's going to be very difficult for you to put a price tag on that. Now, imagine that having the same level of growth through an 8-week coaching program. So how would you measure that? So yes, coaching is not necessarily cheap and it's not covered by medical aid. But the real question is, what does it cost to not make that change? It's about how much you value, for example, finally stepping into the right career, or no longer suffering from anxiety and feeling emotionally free, or being the best confident version of you that you've ever been. It is very, very difficult to put a price tag on that. So it's not to me about the expense. It's about the investment that you put in your life and your future.
Thank you. And then where can listeners learn more about your work or follow you?
Yes, Maria, thank you. They can just Google life purpose coaching and they will probably find me there on the top of the page.
I will also attach the link to your website to this podcast, and then there will be more information in the podcast notes. Marijke, years ago, I remember your saying that you would like to be a motivational speaker. And since then, you really are on the air very often. Could you tell us where listeners can listen to you? I know there's more than one place, but just give us an indication.
Okay, good. Thank you, Mariette. Yes. Besides my own podcast that I've also started, I have been on air and on television, very luckily so. So I don't know really how it, you know, happened or transcribed in my life, but you will also find there's a few interviews that I've had on CakeNet. And so that was quite exciting. It was one of the goals that I had, and somehow that goal was also achieved. But since we spoke, I also started a podcast called The Coaching Hour, where we interview on a weekly basis different coaches, methodologies, going into different methods. And this started off as a radio program at Ekurhuleni FM, but it's in partnership also with Paul Rotherham and Mary Anderlecht, my co-hosts. And every single week we meet new different coaches. So it's quite an interesting journey. So people can also find us there on The Coaching Hour.
Thank you. I'll put a link to that or some information on that in the podcast notes.
Thank you.
Before we wrap up, can I ask you a fun question?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. We're going to the realm of the imagination. And I saw some wonderful photographs of you on social media from a recent trip to Cape Town, which inspired this question. My question is, if you were a cocktail, Marijke, what would you be? And what ingredients would make it unmistakably you?
That is a very interesting question. And the first thing that came to mind is just my favorite cocktail. And it's a strawberry daiquiri. And it's so plain, but I still love it. And it actually reminds me of one of my clients. She started calling me her vanilla coach. So I tend to be sometimes, I seem very vanilla, although I've got this great imagination and all these great ideas. So very simply, so I would say the strawberry daiquiri, plain and simple. But I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, but pink. I think those of us who love pink will know exactly what I mean by that.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Marijke, for speaking about our topic so to the point. I really appreciate that about you, that you always speak to the point. And it's really good to know there are specific things one can do to optimize life coaching.
Yes, thank you so much, Mariette. It was such a pleasure speaking to you once again. I always love our conversations. And yeah, I like to get to the point. My clients also know I don't like long-winded stories, I do get to the point.
You do. And to our listeners, thank you for spending time with us. It would greatly benefit me and my platform if you'd subscribe to this podcast series. And if this episode struck a chord with you, please share it with at least one person you care about. Go to my website, www.marietsneeman.co.za, for this episode's podcast notes and for free podcasts and articles on how to live a happier and healthier life and have more fulfilling relationships. To follow me on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn, just search for Mariet Sneeman Journalist. The podcast series, Calm, Clear, and Helpful, is produced by me with original music by Mart Marie Sneeman. Catch you next Tuesday at 9.